Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yediv Nafshi, Daniel Yisrael. We are continuing our series in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik of Hagaon HaKadosh Rabbi Tzedek HaKohen of Lublin. We are zocha now to be holding in Os Yud Beis in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal, B'tshuva yesh beis inyanim. When it comes to tshuva, there are two aspects, there are two elements. We find in the Gemara in Barachas at the beginning that the Torah distinguishes between a person who became Tameh, between the bringing of the kapara, and bringing of the karbanos, which is in the morning, the following morning, the morning of the eighth day, and the taira, which is Baharev Shemesh, which is at the setting of the sun the previous night, and so too in the tahara of a person's soul. And that's why Rabbeinu says that by tshuva there are two inyanim to fix a person. One is lehava, to be mashpia, to impact him, for the future to be good. And then the other one is v'tikun ha'ovar, and the tikun of his soul, the fixing of his soul, on the blemish of the past. V'zeo time, and that's the internal illusion. Shetzarich, the reason, literally, shetzarich beis dvorim al tahara lahaba, al lahaba. That it was required for a tamei person, for example, a zav, or a mitzayra, these tamei people, they need two things in order to become completely tahor from their tumah. They need a tahara in a mikvah, in the setting of the sun. That's al lahaba, that's a tikkun of his soul for the future, by immersing himself in the b'mei das, in the waters of wisdom, who Torah, tavlin, umatzli, Torah tavlin, that is Torah, which purifies the das of a person, like the Rambam famously writes, that's when a person goes into the mikvah, he's going into the b'mei das, that's a remez to the purity of Torah. Torah also purifies him. And just to quote the Lashon of the Rambam, that's the end of Hilchos Mikvaos, that it's a davar baru v'goli, that tumas and taras are gzeres hakasuv, v'ena medavim shadai shaldim chato, v'ena dvarim shadatu shaldim chato. It's not something that the human mind can perceive, can understand, and it's included in the chukim. That's Tum and Taira, and so too Tvila is included in the Chukim. It's something that we don't understand. So it's not like filth that is removed with water. It's Gzerus HaKosuv. It depends on your Kavana. And so you have to know you're being Tovel. It's just like a person has kavana to become pure, he's purified. So too, when a person has kavana, when you want to purify yourself from spiritual illness, from spiritual impurity, which is machshavas oven v'deos salos, evil thoughts, bad ideas, bad hashkafas, bad attitudes. When you decided to separate yourself from them, So it's easy to go to the end of Hilchos Mikvaos, to the last halacha, and then say sliku. But okay, he says so too, just like when you're mechavin libo to be metar, and you go in the mikvah your tar, so too if you're mechavin your life to be metar yourself from all the evil thoughts, and you brought yourself in the mei das hatar, then you're tar, which is Torah. You purify yourself with Torah thoughts and thoughts of tshuva, etc. So that's what purifies you. Anyway, back to our passage that we're learning over here. So again, the first thing is that a person has to there's the tikkun ha'avar, Zel time sirach beis vam tara lahaba b'mei dasu tara tavlin. So the first thing is tikkun nafsho al lahaba, on the future, by putting yourself in the mei das, which is a kimi for Torah, which is an allusion to Torah that purifies the das of a person, and that's a tavlin. It's a spice. It's mevatel arurei arurei avera, like Rashi says in Baba Basra, Tesvav Amin Aleph, and it's called a tavlin because, as Rabbeinu explains later, when I was Reishu Tres, Shihi mitabalto, va'oso somachal roi, makes your Yetzirah something fitting to be eaten, meaning it turns into a cheshik for Divrei Torah. So that's the Taira from Taiva, and that's also Matzli. It saves you from Yisurim, it saves you from the Yetzirah, like Rashi says. Hainu me'averos lehaba. So on one hand, we have the mikvah, which is mitayer one, purifies one for the future. Shamor machzir lemutav, because the light of Torah brings one back to good. Kimosha amru v'medrash resh eicha, like it says in the medrash at the beginning of eicha, and the pasuk vosi azru v'sarasi shamaru. That halavai osi azru, halavai that you should leave me. It's a pasuk in Jeremiah 16:11. Halavai that you should leave me. Chazal saying, keep my Torah. Because if you're learning Torah, the light of Torah is going to bring you back. What's tshuva? What's my tshuva? Tshuva means you learn one daf, now you learn two dapim. You learn one mishnah a day, learn two mishnayos a day. So that's the gevaldik koch of tshuva, the kapara. So one is the union of tshuva, which is al-nahab, and then kapara, who letakein ha'ovar, that fixes the pagam, the blemish, of the past, and this is done through by means of a carbon, a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice, which is milashan hiskarvus Hashem, to become close to Hashem. And this, the example of this, which is b'makom carbon, is tfila, and that comes, that appeases kibiyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. O tainis, where there is a miut of chelev and dam, like a carbon, that you're lacking a part of your body, you're becoming less, you're becoming skinnier. That's a shtickle carbon of you. And also it's stuck is like a kofar napsho, that sort of redeems you. The makom tainis for carbon. So you have these gevaldik inyanim of mikvah, which is mitake in the future, purifies you in the future. And then there's the karbanos, which are brought the next day, which is kapara la'avar, which fixes the past. Either carbon, tfila, tainis, staka. And we paskin la halacha and the Gemara that kapara, that the bringing of the karban lo ma'akevis, does not hold back, is not critical for truma. That one can already eat truma. If you have a kohen who is a zavar or a mitzvah and he becomes purified from this, he can already eat truma. So to betaras and nefesh, the fixing of the past that's required in order to go to reach the level of kadosh is not ma'akev a person from being a tzaddik. In other words, you can still fix the teshuva for the future, and you still haven't fixed the past, but you can still be a tzaddik. How is that possible? Kamala kapara lo ma'akevis teshuva lo ma'akevis. We pass in that kapara is not critical. You don't have to bring the karbanos in order to be pure to eat truma. So the tshuva feel her believer is a tzaddik gamer, because tshuva is good even for a rasha gamer, even if he just is mahir b'lev, even if he just has a thought in his heart to do good, he's considered a tzaddik gamer, like we see in the Gemara in Kedusha Mem Tes Amud Beis, and that's why a person's mekadesh a woman on condition that I'm a tzaddik gamer, she's mekudeshes misafik, because maybe he did tshuva. Mizel rak l'tshuva amura, so you see, you can become a tzaddik in a second. You don't even have to fix the past. Zel rak that's only with regard to the level of the soul that's alluded to in Truma. In other words, a person who's Muram, Truma is Lashon Muram, Truma means tithe produce, but it also means a person who's elevated, something to a person who's elevated and separate from something that's completely secular. He removes himself from the evil and he does good. And therefore, he's already together a tzaddik. So that's, you don't need to fix the past to be a tzaddik. You just take upon yourself for the future, be a good boy from here on in. So you're b'seder gamur. You're beseder there. I want to say Gamor. We're going to get to Gamor. Aval the kodshim aroitzel is kaddish v'dios kodesh tzorach gamkin l'rapias hakodim. But for kodshim, meaning literally in halacha, it means you want to eat kodshim, you have to bring your karbanos after impurity. But it also means in the world of kedusha, you want to be a kadosh, you have to fix what happened previously. You want to be, as Rabbeinu says in Misisei Laila Osim and Beis, you want to prepare yourself to be shayach to Hashem, who's kadosh, kadoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. You give all of your kochos to Hashem, like it says there in Os Nunches. So tzarech gam kein l'rapei es hakoidim. You have to heal what was earlier, and that is through, as Rabbeinu writes in Takanas Hashavim in Os Yer Aleph, tshuva me'ahava gedola shemerapei es hakoidim legamrei. That tshuva out of love is so great, it heals what was done previously, and that's the union of karban, that you're miskarev l'Hashem. V'toling zman kabos mach shemayim bizman terume. And the rabbis made the time of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim contingent upon Truma. The Kapara Loim Akev the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, just like by Truma. You don't need Kapara in order to eat Truma, even if a person's impure. And he goes to Mikvah. He doesn't have Kapara yet, he doesn't have atonement yet. But he can still eat the Truma. So too, in order to be Makabal Machal Shemaim, you don't have to fix the past. That's why Chazal say, when are you saying Shema? The time of eating the Truma. It's compared to Truma. It's not just telling you it's a signpost. Time for tshuva, but it's also telling you something intrinsic, that just like tshuva, kapara isn't ma'akev, that it's not critical to have purify the past, atone for the past, so too with the mekabel machal shemayim, except upon the self yoke of heaven, it's not critical to fix the past. Amazing. The kriya shema, hainu Torah, that reading shema is like learning Torah, like Rashi says at the beginning of brachas, beizam et aleph, tibur maskel et sof, b'shem Yerushalmi. Why do we read shema and shul? It's not time yet. Kedei lamed b'tefila mitoch divrei Torah, in order to daven through divrei Torah. So you see that Shema has a din of divrei Torah, or like we see in the Gemara in Menachos, or Menachos Sadi Tesam and Beis Ayin Sham, that it says in the Gemara Menachos, even if you just read Shema in the morning and at night, you're already mekayim the pasuk of Lo Yomus Sefer Torah Zemi Picha V'Gisa Be'Yomim Olai the pasuk of learning Torah. So you have this inyan of Shema, which is a lumen haTorah, and a person has to do tshuva before he learns Torah. Because if not, on the pasuk about him, the pasuk says, this is the pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 50, verse 7-16. To a Rasha, God says, what are you talking about my statutes for? As Rabbeinu writes elsewhere, that the Rasha with his Maisim Tovim is adding koyach to the klipa. That's from the Arizal. That you add koach to the powers of a Rasha, not Yuch Hashem. A Rasha adds power to the koach of evil when he does good. So you better do tshuva first. Aval, and this Chazal were merames, when they alluded to, when they said kapar lo ma'akevus, they don't have to be metak in the yavar. Miyad, shenitar, ala haba, immediately when he's mehire tshuva in his lave, and he's metar ala haba, hareze tzadi gamur. This person is already a tzadi gamur. Yachol lekabel all malchus shamayim, and he can already be mekabel the yoke of heaven. Only Zeus purify himself for the future, and it's not necessary for him to fix the past in order to be mekabel all malchus shamayim. Rak hariv shemesh tzarich dahenu sheovar yoimoy shayatame hariv alav shemesh b'tayra zeu shinui zman adash kasev rambam b'shinui hashem. However, Cohen is coming to Truma. He needs hariv shemesh. He needs that the sun should set. After it's required, after he's tovel, after he immerses himself from his tuma, in other words, it's somebody she'avar yoimai. The day passed when he was tamei, and he was tovel, he immersed himself while it was still day, v'harav lo shimsho, when the sun set, when he was b'tayra, so he becomes pure. So, what you have to do is like this. First, you have to do mehar tshuva, which is symbolized by the going to the mikvah of an impure person. You're thinking, tshuva, you're going to be better in the future. And then you also need to feel that you're in a different matzav. There has to be Harev Shemesh, there has to be a new day. That's the difference in, you know, Shinri Hazman. There's a change in time. You feel like, oh, I'm turning over a new leaf. It's a new day. And that is Al Derash Kasav Ram, Shinri Hashem. What's my Shinri Hashem? Shinri Hashem, the Rambam says, means I'm a different guy. Ani Acher. I'm not the Zelba Mensch. I'm not the same guy who did the Aver before. I'm a different guy. So I'm not that same guy. I'm a different guy. I'm not the guy I was when I became sullied. Because that day caused it. It was a bad mazel that day, and there were bad conditions that day, and therefore, just like we have a musig in Nida, that a certain day causes a woman to see Dam Nida and become impurified in that way, like we see in Nida 11a, so too there's certain times which are auspicious times for sin, Rahman al-Litzlan. And if you say the word auspicious, can you use that in a negative context? I don't know. English is my second language. My first language was baby talk. So Kiyahu Yoma de Kagorim Shebuchol Yom Vyom, that day causes it, because every day a person's Be'inyan Acher. Every day has new possibilities, new opportunities, and therefore that day that you sinned was a bad day, but now it's going to be a new day, and you're a new person, you had machshavas of tshuva, and therefore you already have this tahara. So those are the two stages. The first stage is that you're fixing the future, and that's the hira tshuva in the future, and then there's also the kapara on the past, atoning for the past, and that's symbolized by this person who's going through the tahara process, that first at night, after going to mikveh, he can already eat shum at night, And then by day, the next day, he brings his karbanos. That's the kapara aspect. Shiva for the future, kapara for the past. V'shimshem emeila arva yakovich baruchu, ki elmol yakovich baruchu ozro. And the sun is automatically setting, like it says in Psachim 90b, Nazir 64b. And that's considered, and that changes your situation. And it's not considered that you lack a maisa, that you have to wait until shkia sachama, that you lack anything that you have to do. Until sunset, like Rashi says in Psachim there on Sadiyam Beis, Dibra Maskel Hai. So that is alluding to the union of Taras HaNefesh, Shinei HaZman. So the very fact that you feel there's a change, it's a new time, so you're a new man. And that's Aydeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God makes all the changes in the world, because if not for God, Kil Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not for Hashem Ozro, you wouldn't be able to beat your Yetzer Hara. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you, you're able to beat your Yetzer Hara. And he does that, among other things, by changing the time. It is now a new time. New time, new opportunities, a new life. It's not Mishka Gavalt. So that is Siyata Dishmaya, Os Yud Beis. Shavigano Os Yud Gimel. Hazman Mulkav Miyom Velayla. Day is comprised of day and night. It's so to the life of man. It's dark, light, and darkness. It goes up and it goes down. We have our ups, we have our downs. That a person says the Baal Shem Tov on the Pasuk, a tzaddik falls seven times and he gets up, that a person can never stand on the same madrega, and therefore he has to fall. And the filos of Mispar Sheva, ki Shiva Yamim, there were 7 days, that seven aliyos and yiridos, seven going ups and down, Yishavua Echad, which is the perfecting of the soul, and the seven midas, the seven lower midas, the seven lower spheres. And then we have a new cycle of 7 days of up and down and up and down, hopefully on a higher level. So we constantly, every 7 days, we're fixing those seven midos and the seven lower spheres, and it keeps going. It's cyclical, and then but you're always on a higher level. You're always fixing these midos on a higher level. Because 7 days is 1 week. And then afterwards, those 7 days repeat itself again. You have a new cycle of 7 days. However, even in the time of Choshech, we need the light of the moon or the light of the stars. And about this light, the Chazal say in Psachim, Nami Orhu. That's also considered light. A person that answered himself to be Nana from light to the light of the moon and stars is also light. So too, when it's darkness in a person's soul, he has to be mischazik or alevana, with the light of the moon, which is, as Rabbeinu writes in Likutei Ma'amorim, Oistes Vov, page 9, Dalet Amud Beis, Or Shekinesis Yisrael Mekabelas Bochoy Mechadesh Hashem Yisbrach in the light, that Am Yisrael is Mekabel every day anew from God. That's the Or Alevana and Or Kochavim. Rabbeinu there says, Reb Tzadok says, Hainu Or HaNefesh Mitzad Atzma, Shechelek Alor Kai Mimal, the light of the soul itself, which is part of the divine godliness, kiviyachol. So that is the Or HaLevana, where Mekabel anew this night light every day from Hashem, and the Or HaKochavim, which is the light of our soul, which is a chelek alokai mimal. V'amnam gam be'et ha'choshech tzrich Or HaLevana o Or HaKochavim dinami Or HaKedita reish psachim ve'lo shiyehei chashuch legamrei, and it shouldn't be completely dark. As Rabbeinu writes there in Likutei Ma'amarim, Rabbeinu Reb Tzadok, there's another Likutei Ma'amarim, another Rabbeinu, but we're in the Rabbeinu Reb Tzadok. Sometimes it's mamish so dark, it's so finsternish, that it's like, because he's shakua, he's immersed, he's submerged in the taivas of olam hazeh rachmana litzlan. Uveito tzarech or aner. And again, and not, in other words, we still have the oral of Anor HaKochavim, and therefore we're not completely immersed in this world. That's able to take us, those lights are able to take us out of that place of complete darkness. Ubeveso tzarech or aner. And that at night a person needs the or aner, that's merames to the mitzvah. Ner mitzvah v'torah or. That or that comes out of a maisa mitzvah is like a ner, and that helps a person, it's like a candle, and that helps a person during this time of darkness. The ner in the Gemara is a kli kibbul, is the receptacle for the light. The ner is the wick and the oil and the kli in which there's a light. So that that's the mitzvah ma'asit, and that holds the light of Torah. And the Gemara talks about at the beginning of Brachos how man has a light in his aner in his house at night. So that's what we need in the time of darkness. This is again, as we mentioned in the previous year, this is a perish on the first, the beginning of Tzedakah Tzedakah, is a perish in the first four pages of Brachos. So three pages of Brachos still daf dalet. So that's the light that's alluded to, that's discussed in the Gemara. For Torah that comes from Limud HaTorah is like the light of the sun. Like it says in the pasuk, Shemesh Umagen Havaya Elokim. That the Shem Havaya is like a Shemesh. And the Shem Elokim is the shield, is the sheath for the Shemesh. So Shemesh Umagen Havaya Elokim. The Shemesh is Shem Havaya, it's Yem Yudke Vavke. And the Magen is Shem Elokim. And Shem Havaya is Divrei Torah. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elokeinu. And the Shem Havaya. And that's a remez to Berachas HaTorah. When I call it the name of Havaya, which is Torah, I'll give greatness to Hashem, I'll say a baracha. So the Or HaTorah is like the Shemesh, where you see the Amitius of Hashem. Zeh Torah L'Shem Shamayim. And that is Torah, when you learn Torah for the sake of heaven, for God's sake, and the light, Behilus HaKoras Hashem Shamayim. There's this light shining in you with this clarity of recognizing Shem Shamayim. And that's the Torah Or in Torah. So you have the Ner Mitzvah, so you need the Or HaNer, that's the Kli, and then you have the Or, which is learning L'Shem Shemayim. Or HaTorah Shem Shemogen HaVaya Zev Torah L'Shem Shemayim V'Behiris HaKaras Shem Shemayim. When you have this clarity of recognizing the name of heaven, V'Zev Vov V'Tzeis HaShemesh. And that's the Pasuk in Shoftim 5:31. And those who love you are like the sun coming out. Those are Amel, those are those who are Amel and Torah Shebaal Peh, that you only learn, you only knack away in learning if you love God. And lasid love, like it says in the Medrash, lasid love, these people are going to be ketzeis Hashemish gevuros. They're going to be zochet to the hiris or Hashemish havaya, and that's somebody who's zochet to the hidden light of Torah Shebaal Peh. Zov ov of ketzeis Hashemish, those who love God are going to be zochet to the ketzeis Hashemish because they were osek in Shem havaya, which is Shemish. We said that Shemish is alluded to, the Shem havaya alludes to the Shemish, so they're going to be zochet to that lasid love. Umatztike kochavim arabim kekochavim. The pasuk says, those who are matzik, the rabbin, those who make the rabbin tzaddikim, the many, they make them tzaddikim, they're like stars. Shalomdim Torah nigla l'rabim. Shalom bo b'sod Hashem, u'mikol makom, hareihem meirim bo'or atzmik kochavim. So they're like stars. So you're right, they're not necessarily on that high level, they're only like kochavim. There are those who are zochet to the organus, to the hidden light. So that's something hidden. And then there's another level of matztike harabim kikochavim. And the matztike harabim are those who make the rabbim righteous. They learn Torah that's revealed to the public, just like the kochavim are shown to others. That's what v'zeh v'o'avav. So again, those who are or Torah, those who are learning. The behiris hakar shem shemayim, that's v'o'avav ketzeis hashemesh. So those are those who are amel and Torah shabal peh, like the shining sun. That you only learn Torah Shabbat Peh really hard if you love Hashem. Otherwise, what do you care? What's Bava Kama, Bava Mitzia, Bava Basra, Krisus, Me'ila, Machpat Lecha. What do you care? The answer, you love Hashem. You love Hashem, so you want to know what he says in his Torah. So that's what all of could say Shem Shem. They're matzdikei ra'am kuchavim. They learn Torah tznigla ra'am. They're not slay zocher to the organus, but they're not zocher to the secrets of Hashem, but they're learning Torah that's revealed to the rabbin. Perush beveso, and not that we have an or haner in our house, bechadrei levavo, that means in the pnimius of our lev, is our lev going for good or the opposite? That's beveso. That's what it says in the Tikkuni Zohar, and I'm saying it in English, he says it in Aramaic, that every person has to remove from every limb of his all the evil thoughts that are dirty with klipas, with impure husks. And you have to burn them with all the mitzvahs that dwell on every limb that are neros, because every mitzvah is called a ner. Ner Hashem nishmas adam kol chavachof, it's called jay vaten. Ulevar minay, sor v'chametz, and remove all the sor, all the chametz, all the motz, all the tevin. So the pshat is, according to those Rabbeinu understands that the ner mitzvah is the ner Hashem nishmas adam. And when you do this mitzvah, that removes all the klipas, all the lichluch, all the dirt. And this is a remez that what he'd been talking about before. Also, we mentioned the beginning of the Gemara in Pesachim. So this is all talking about the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim, that you have to have this. That's what he says. Kedisa reish Pesachim, like we see at the beginning of Pesachim, that we have or halavana, we have oracle chavim. There it talks about light. That's what the beginning of Pesachim is all about. It's all about light, and like Pesach, the whole holiday of Pesach, it's like a Yom Yair, and the carbon Pesach at night, and it's like night, it's like daytime, that night was like day, etc. So much Torah about that. Anyway, the bottom line is, what Rabbeinu is saying is so you have to have this or ner shebebeso when you're doing this bedika. And this bedika's chametz, is bechadrei levavo, in the different recesses of your heart. Are they for good or for bad? Or ner yafel bedika, and the light of the candle is good for checking from the chametz, that's merames, on the yetzer hara, that's called seor shebeisa, that's called the leaven in the dough, because it causes a person to become corrupt and to become chametzdik. Hataman b'chorin v'stakim, just like the chametz is in all the nooks and crannies, so too the Yetzer Hara is all the nooks and crannies. So when we're taking the Or HaNer is the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, it's the mitzvah to light up our insides, and we want to remove all of the sin, all of the lichluch that was inside. So therefore you need this Ner Mitzvah to go into all the nooks and crannies. And ze tov yoser balayla, and that's why we do bedik at night, because that's better at night, be'ez ha'choshech, at the time of darkness of the soul, that the truth of Hashem is revealed to him. Sha'az or aner meyer, because then we can appreciate the light of the candle at night. At night there's darkness in the soul, God's truth isn't revealed to him, and then we light the or aner, just like the mitzvahs that we do also shine in our seichel, in our soul. So too we have the Or HaNer to check the chametz. The checking for the chametz, kaidur, from the tzaddikim, is a remez to the fact that we're checking in our own, the recesses of our own psyche and soul, for our own personal chametz, for our own personal inadequacies. We'll perish beveseh v'chadre levavu or anafer yehaner yafu lebedika, she'or se'or she'be'isa atam v'chorim stuckin. That's the se'or she'be'isa. That's the, so again, the light of the candle is good for checking, for chametz. And that's what are we checking for? We're checking for the dough, the leaven in the dough, meaning leaven to the Yetzer Hara. That's tamun, that's hidden. Bechorim stuck in the holes and cracks, literally. Zet tov yoser b'la, that's better. Night beis ha'choshech, the time of darkness. B'nei she'az or ha'mer meyer, because then the light of the candle shines. Mashen kem yonah meyer, d'shaga b'tiyah rab. But then by day, it doesn't light so much, because what do you need a candle by day? V'ayin d'b'yom af makum choshech ein meyer kol kach. And by day, the light doesn't shine so well. Even in a place of darkness. So therefore, even in dark places, you're not allowed to check during the afternoon, b'dikas chametz at night. So too, if you're doing a b'dika in your nefesh, Zman Shashem Hashem Shashem Shashem Shemayim Nigla Kopanim Al Kol Pnei Olam Katan Ein Yer Mitzvah Chashev V'Klum. So if God is shining to you, then your Nimritz is not going to help you, because then it's already light. You need to check when there's darkness. So we check at night when there's darkness. We check when God isn't with us so much, and then we're able to see all the blemishes in our soul and fix them. And through this Ner, we can examine all of the chametz and the cracks and nooks and crannies of our heart. Until your hand reaches, it's like by chametz. You check until your hand reaches, so too, the chametz in your heart. And then it says about chametz that you're mevatel b'lev, whatever you can't reach. So too, when it comes to your averis, you say, okay, I'm a mevatel in my heart, even those that I'm not getting to, I'm not aware of, I'm a vatel. I'm nullifying all those sins. Not interested in them. V'ini or HaShemesh mitalz ma'ane yom, v'shalom esetarek asher v'shim shegedisa v'prachas beiz, v'lei nita lo'yer arev, adayin, and we find that the light of the sun purifies a person in the time of day. V'shalom esetarek, and the conclusion of the purity, is kasheri arev shimsha, when the sun sets, gedisa, like we see in the Gemara brachas, not beiz on the beiz, like people say, kedamri enchi arev shimsha, the sun set v'daka yom, when the day was purified. And that means that the setting of the sun is a simon, is a sign that the pool of the Tara, the act of purifying of the sun, has been completed. That had all of the person not been purified, then the sun would not have set. And we understand, as long as the sun is not yet set, so as long as the sun hasn't set, you still need the light of the sun. Shehu mishtadel b'tara so. That it works to be matar you. So too in the Taras HaNefesh, that a person needs Or HaTorah, that's the Ikra Matar HaNefesh Adam, that's the primary purification of a person's soul. So then you have Behiris of a person, that he can learn Torah L'Shem Shemayim, Behiris HaKor L'Shem Shemayim, like we saw earlier, with the clarity of recognizing God's name. And as long as you have this clarity, that means that you still have to be matar. And then when it's removed, then it's a symbol that you're matar, and then you can reach your Cheshbon HaNefesh. So what it seems Rabbeinu was saying is that you have two stages over here. One is the day. The day is the great light, Torah Or, and that's when you're learning Torah L'Shem Shemayim, that's when you have Behirus. But then when you want to know what's going on inside your soul, so then at night, that's the best time to check. When you have the night, and then you have the Ner Mitzvah, you have the light that shines up inside of your soul, and then you're able to see what you've done wrong, and you're trying to eradicate that. And then by day, it's when you have the Behirus, and that's when you're learning the Torah Or. And that's all alluded to in the B'dikas Chametz, that you're dafka doing the B'dik at night when it's dark. And at the beginning, Rabbeinu says that the Shevi Yipol Tzadik will come, that person at Tzadik, in order to be a Tzadik, you have to fall 7 times. We're never on the same level, you fall, but you get up and you fix the 7 midas, that's the Shevi Yipol, the 7 days of the week. And each week is a cycle of 7 days, you're fixing it each time at a higher level. But even in the time of darkness, you still need a little bit of light. You still need the light of the sun, the light of the stars, the light of your soul, the light that God gives you, and that's supposed to help elevate you. It shouldn't be completely dark. And in your house, you need an Or HaNer. The Shemesh is the light. That's the Torah. That's Shem Shemayim Bebehirus. That's all about Ketzeis HaShemesh. And then you have the Matzdiki HaRabim Kokochavim. That's the night that they learn Torah. That's Negla LaRabim. But we're talking about more the mitzvah night. So the Torah is the clarity of the day. And then at night, you have the Ner Mitzvah when you're checking the Chajre Levavo. That's the idea of the Ner, doing the checking. You're checking in the recesses of your heart to try to see what's wrong over there, what you have to fix. And that's much better at night when there's not so much light. When there's day, there's light. It's hard to see what's wrong with your soul. There's so much light. But at night, when it's dark, then you can see what's wrong with your soul. You fix it. And then when there's Harav Shemesh, so as long as they're not Harav Shemesh, you keep learning Torah with the Hirus. And you know that you still have what to purify. And then comes nighttime, and then that's a different avoda, as we explained. And Mirtz Hashem, we will continue in the next year. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.